Teachers across Maryland are learning a new way of educating their students as public schools remain closed statewide. Distance learning is a huge challenge for teachers, as well as students and their families. And WYPR's John Lee reports that Maryland's special educators have an even steeper hill to climb.
That steep hill boils down to one word: individual. While general education students, by and large, are learning in the same way, each special education student has an individualized education plan, or IEP. It's a legal document that spells out specifically what services and accommodations that student must receive. They include everything from breaking down instruction for struggling learners to hands-on physical and occupational therapy to behavior intervention. Trying to deliver those from a distance can be difficult, if not impossible, and puts pressure on parents to be both special educator and therapist. Daya Cheney Webb is the mother of an autistic teenager and a special education advocate in Baltimore County.
Special education is a particularly vulnerable group. I think that demographically speaking, families of kids that are in special education are taxed to the max. And I mean 7 days a week.
Of the 115,000 students in Baltimore County, 16,000 are on IEPs. Melissa Limbo-Wisted, an executive director in the county school's academic services department, says each of those IEPs is being amended to more accurately reflect today's reality. Educators are calling parents of special ed students to talk over what can be done and what should be done. Wisted gives as an example a child who has goals dealing with both math and behavior, but he doesn't act up at home.
We will work on the math goals. We will not be working on the behavior goals. If they have that conversation and they come to that agreement.
Wisted says they haven't been able to reach some families. Maybe their phone number has changed. Webb says she knows one special ed parent who has reached out to her child's county school but has not heard back. Webb says she expects the quality of communication will vary from school to school. But here's the conundrum for special ed parents, according to Webb. They often have had to push hard for their children to get services written into the IEP. So they're worried that if they agree to a modified plan with fewer services during this pandemic, they may never get them back. However,
to not be flexible in expectations would be a mistake and would kind of set everyone up for failure.
Mark Martin, a special education attorney, says parents don't have to accept changes if they believe school officials want to scale back services too much. They can call for an IEP team meeting. Those can still happen. And parents can ask for training in both academic strategies and in how to use the technology students need to connect with educators.
How to utilize the Zoom, how to utilize the Google Meetings.
BCPS also is still trying to nail down which students, special and general ed alike, have access to the internet. Special education is about closing gaps in instruction between students on IEPs and those who are not. Martin says for disabled students, every moment counts.
And every moment needs, they're already behind for many students, and so they're going to be further behind without that instruction.
Wisted says when schools reopen, they'll assess each special ed child to see if that gap has widened and what needs to be done to close it. And in those cases, Wisted says special educators are being told not to blame themselves.
It's not the fault of the school system. It's not the fault of the teacher, the related service provider, the fact that we cannot deliver instruction the way we typically would have because of the mandate that we can't be in school right now.
Wisted says she is concerned about those students in the county's three special day schools who have significant disabilities and need hands-on help. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.